Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead runners-up. We'll start off with the guy in Florida, 37-year-old, who was arrested for grand theft, and he was able to bail out. And as soon as he bailed out, he walked into a parking lot and saw he just couldn't help himself. Look at all these beautiful cars that I could steal. And started breaking into them while there were cops out there and surveillance. And so he got himself arrested again. Our other 930 Knucklehead runner-up. This guy doesn't win because he already got what he had coming to him. This is the rhino poacher in Africa. He and three of his buddies went into a national park in South Africa last week because they wanted to steal some rhino horns. I assume they were going to kill the rhino, you know, yeah, to get the horns.
Where the horn is more valuable than cocaine in some places.
But they weren't able to do that because an elephant got to him first and crushed this guy. Stomped on him like a grape. And then...
not in our preserve.
And then a lion came around and finished him off.
Skull and trousers was all that was left.
So he already won his award. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is the cop who showed up drunk for the breathalyzer training.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
We're in the D in Detroit, where on Friday, the 5th, the officers arrived from all over the state into the city of Lansing for the Michigan State Police training class on the use of breathalyzers and how to properly get a breathalyzer test done on the street. This is state police training, says Detroit Police Chief James Craig. He told WNEM. One of the officers that showed up for the training on Friday, member of the Michigan State Police, volunteered for the demonstration and then blew a .08 into the machine. They said he didn't drive there, so they're okay with that. And then he didn't have a service revolver on him, but they are not happy about it. They said, early in the day, Sunday, we received information from someone that this officer was allegedly involved in, this goes into some deeper stuff he's going to have to get into. But the first bit of trouble he got into was blowing a .08 at the breathalyzer training facility.
Yeah, I would think that's pretty much, that's the end of your career, I would think, at that point.
They're not happy.
Or maybe not in Detroit. Maybe different standards in Detroit. Who knows?
But I like the cop had an, he goes, certainly that's a problem. It's a problem for me, and it's going to be a problem for him.
Our 930 Knucklehead winner today. First of the week, thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.